Blog Talk Radio.
Football is my life.
Boom, get rid of the ball.
It's something that I say proudly. But it's complicated.
You can't write the history of professional football without John Madden.
First thing that jumps out are the hands.
And yelling and screaming at guys.
What the hell are you trying to do?
He was a coaching genius. Downhill, full speed, boom.
I said, well, you can't win them all. And I said, why the hell can't you?
When you're the head coach, you live and die with that reply.
And you don't stay on top forever.
Madden's retirement signals the end of an era and perhaps the end of a dynasty.
We didn't know what he was going to do.
I wasn't a guy when I was coaching to say, I want to get out, I want to be a broadcaster.
Good everyone, Dick Stockton with John Madden.
I'm Vin Scully along with John Madden.
But I knew after I did the first couple games that that's what I wanted to do. This is it. I embraced it.
John does a rehearsal game with another young aspiring broadcaster by the name of Bob Costas.
How high is the shot?
And he looked like a 12-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on there.
Pull to the right.
Boom.
And boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Right there in the alley. Boom.
John had this energy that came to life. CBS just saw something that they hadn't seen before.
John Madden made me a better player. I was pretty good. He just made me better. Simple as that.
I think the audience perceives what's genuine. That's who he is. The same guy who just happens to have extraordinary football knowledge.
He made everyone want to watch football.
If you just heard his voice in the distance.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden.
That was a TV you had to run to.
You know, he coached with a passion and love for the game. He went into broadcasting, changed the way football was broadcast, if not greater sports.
Some things that just go together.
He changed the way America celebrates Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
Now this is what the game of football is all about.
Good evening. How are you guys doing? I want to thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Up Close Walking in Purpose with Angela. Y'all, I'm happy to be here tonight. Thank you for joining us for our 2,972nd presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and our 1,330th episode of Damon Network. I am Angela Thomas-Smith, Walk in Purpose. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Y'all can join the conversation by dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I'm super, super excited. This is my first show for 2022, and I'm excited to be sharing with you guys tonight. I have three amazing guests that's going to be sharing. We're going to be talking about peace. We're going to be talking about creating a legacy. What does legacy mean to you, and what does that look like? I'm excited to be sharing my guests on tonight. We had the opportunity to meet through a competition, a movement that we are now a part of that is promoting peace. And before we jump into the conversation, I want to share with you guys what that word peace means to me. And you're going to hear this a lot throughout this show. But I'm going to break it down because y'all know God deal with me with words. And when that word peace was dropped in my spirit, at first I thought of the word life, but then he began to deal with me with that word. And he broke down each letter. So that peace stands for present. And that present means a spiritual state. The E stands for evolve and evolving in the things of God. The A stands for align to purpose. The C stands for clarity to see the vision. And the E stands for empathy, the ability to understand. I tell you, I'm excited tonight. I want Brother O to play me a song before I bring my guest on. If you would, Brother O.
All right, guys, now listen. As we get to this point of being aligned, let us understand, y'all.
certain job that I must do won't be long. Yeah, hear that day of celebration, sing my song, song of joy when I'm with you.
Tonight, I really want to see what is your state of peace and where are you with your peace. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on O&E Dynasty Damon Network. We're going to be talking about peace and what that means to you along with creating a legacy. I have some amazing guests tonight. I'm going to bring on my first guest. Her name is Darlene Phillips. I'm going to bring her up and allow her to introduce herself and share just a little bit about herself. Miss Darlene, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Thanks. All right. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Been a little down a little bit, you know, with all this cold stuff going on. But, I'm ready. Getting better, thank God for that.
Amen. Well, I want you to share with us just a little bit about who is Miss Darlene? Who is Darlene Phillips? And how did you get here?
How did I get here? Well, you know, first I'll just give honor to God for even making this whole platform available. But I've been an advocate for alopecia for quite a few years now. But here I am, you know, Global Face of America for Peace USA. So I'm a support group leader for the National Alopecia Aridus Foundation, also known as NAF. Member of the leadership group for the Boss Movement, the founder of a new and upcoming empowerment called Blues, which is Ball Life United to Empower. And it's just been in me for the last few years just to be able to share with the world and let them know that no hair doesn't define us, you know, whatever it is, if it's by by choice or by cancer or just by natural hair loss. There's nothing you can do about it. But I'm excited to be a part of this platform. You know, be able to bring peace. You know, God has given what I say is a gift of alopecia, not for me to hold on to, but for me to gift it back to the community. So, you know, he's the author of my life, and it's, you know, as long as he continues to hand me the pen, I'm going to continue to write and share my story with the world. That's the start.
Wow. So how did you get involved in the African Fashion for Peace movement?
Well, Hope had been after me for over a year just to be a part of it, and she had inboxed me and said, this is the place for you. So for her persistence, you know, I thank her for that, and for her seeing something in me that I didn't even see in myself. So I'm honored by her vision, you know, for me and what she saw and what God has given her to be able to see people and things that are in them.
So what is peace to you? You are the global face of African Fashion for Peace. So what does that word peace mean for you?
Well, I kind of broke it down to, you know, each letter. P of my thought was participating with the worldwide community. E is for educating the world on God's purpose and for a purpose. A, assisting others to follow the process to learn who they are, whose they are, reach back and help others where they are, to encourage them to be the person that they are created to be, and not to be afraid of the shame of the uniqueness that's within them, for caring for those in need, and the E is to empower others to seek change within themselves. I see like the ripple effect, you know, how we can empower two people or one person, and how we all throw a rock out into the ocean, you know, beyond seeing the rock and how far that would actually go and how many people that we could reach and how many.
Wow. So how does that play into you wanting to create a legacy, and what does that look like to you? What does creating a legacy look like to you?
Creating a legacy means, for me, it's like dare to be that person. Be that first person in your family, changing things. I'm the first in my family. I was the first to integrate to an all-white school, which I believe given me a strong will to be involved in the things that I am now. I believe that preparing for it, you know, it's something new and different. It's been happening over, you know, for me for the last 37 years of my professional career, you know, allowing me to travel across the United States, meeting and training employees about this ecstasy, believe in who I am, you know, the first in my community as an African-American escrow officer. And now the first to be the U.S. representative from a global-wide collaborating organization, many faces united together for world peace and love. So, you know, believe me as a believer, I believe that everything we have are gifts from God, and we're called to manage them, share them, and it's about doing things God's way for the purpose and to bless his people. I don't think a legacy is an accident. It's, you know, it's hard work. Live life on purpose, and decide to pass the baton to the next generation. Make a difference in the family tree. You know, take chances, make radical moves, but you know, have fun in doing that.
Wow, I definitely want to thank you for sharing. I want you to share how this movement, being a part of this movement, is creating a legacy for you.
Like I say, it's the first, you know, for me and my family. I do intend to continue my the movement of bringing awareness to the world regarding alopecia, what it's about, how, you know, sharing my story and how we don't know, or the world don't know, how many people are suffering in silence, you know, year after year, 365 days a year, decade after decade. And for me, if I don't tell my story, then the world will never know. But we want to change what society has put into place. It's acceptable. So my legacy is, you know, to be able to help someone else move forward and enjoy their life. I'm a life coach, certified life transition coach as well. So that brings a lot of part into being able to help others to live their life. No one else in my family has done this. I want to not only bring myself, but bring others along with me.
Wow. You're definitely a trailblazer, and I thank you for being just who you are. I want you to take this opportunity to share with those that are tuning in and those that will hear this replay how they can reach out and connect with you. And I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay around because later on in the show, we open up the lines where people can call in and chat. And I want you to be available in case someone has a question for you. But meanwhile, I want you to share with the listeners how they can reach out to you.
They can reach me on Facebook, Ram, FlyDoll530, and I'll also Instagram at BaldandUnbothered, and that's LB.
NUNBOTHERED. Also, well, before we go, we actually have a caller in queue. Caller number one, could you state where you're calling from in your name, please?
New Jersey, it's Jerry Petito. How you doing?
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm getting there, kiddo. I'm getting there. I just wanted to call in and say hello to your guests. And I heard a little of what she was saying, and just God bless her, man, and God bless you for doing this show tonight, because this is so needed, so needed.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you for pressing your way through tonight and pressing one, because I know you've been under the weather, and amazing show on last night. And your dedication, I tell you, you definitely set the bar high. I love you, and I appreciate all that you do for those that you come in contact with, because you are definitely you are definitely a blessing, and I thank you. I want you to share who you are.
I'm Jerry Petito. My show is The Night Before Angela's, which makes it easy for both of us to remember. So you can catch me 4 weeks from last night, 9:30. But this is about you tonight, Angela. Really, this show is beautiful. Can I say hello to your guest?
Yes, please.
Yes. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you
doing? I'm under the weather. That's why my voice sounds like this. But I just had to say hello to you. So I think you're incredible.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so God bless both of you ladies.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for calling in, and I hope you get to feeling better soon. So we have a track next by our international internet radio hall of fame disco jockey, Brother O. Welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I am Angela Thomas-Smith. So we have Miss Darlene on with us. Miss Darlene, before you leave, I want you to tell everybody again your title and exactly who you are with the
Global
African
Face
World.
Of Africa Fashion for Peace, USA.
Amen. And you know what? I forgot to ask you. I wanted to ask you one last question, and then I'm going to move on to our next guest. What are you doing with your title? What will you do with your title for the next year? You're going to have this title for the next year. So how will you use that to impact the world?
Continue what I'm doing. It's just on a broader area right now. And it's funny because a couple of years ago when I had changed position at my job, and it was like, I was like, well, why me, Lord? You know, but that weekend he had given me, like, well, why not me? And he was just like, go and enlarge my territory. So with me being able to, you know, reach Africa, reach London, Norway, you know, it's really like enlarging my territory. His word to me. So, you know, I'm going to do it the way it's going to be right now. So, yeah, that's my plan. And hopefully it's all, you know, in his will and his way.
Well, I definitely want to applaud you. I want to thank you for stopping by on tonight and sharing with us. Please hang around if you can. For when we open up the line, because someone may have some questions for you. Definitely thank you for stopping by. So we have yes, of course. Anytime. I'm super glad to be connected with you guys, because a lot of people don't know that I am one of the ambassadors. I actually was a part of the contest as well, finished in sixth place, so I am one of the ambassadors. So I will be doing this with you guys. And this is something new to me, because I've never done modeling. I've never done the little fashion contest. Someone just said, do it, Angela. So I did it. Just wanted another opportunity to be able to share and allow my voice to be heard. So I'm super, super excited to be connected to you guys. I want you to hang around. We're going to bring up one of your sisters. Miss Nanette, are you there?
How are you? Good evening.
Good evening, and welcome. I want you to introduce yourself.
Okay, I am Nanette Rhodesia Swain. I'm the global face of Africa Fashion for Peace, representing Mother Africa.
And how did you get there?
Oh, my God, how did I get here? Let me step back a little bit. I saw something maybe 2 years ago where a couple of other models had entered this competition. I was like, that looks interesting. And then when it popped up again on Facebook on Hope's page, I was like, how do I get into this? What is it about? So I submitted. I asked Hope what the requirements were, and she told me what the requirements were, and I submitted. I wasn't expecting to win, truthfully. And then I thought, well, if anything, you know, I'll represent the United States. But to my surprise, I ended up winning to represent Mother Africa.
Wow. So what does peace look like for you?
Oh, peace has a number of meanings for me. Let's start with the first one. Peace, for me, means people everywhere are created equal. P, people. E, everywhere. A, R. C, created. Freedom, humanity, and equality. My second interpretation of peace is partnering with churches, equipping servant leaders, assisting the poor, caring for the sick, and educating the next generation.
Wow.
Mm.
Y'all are deep. Wow. So what does creating a legacy and leaving a legacy look like for you? Because I know it looks different for everybody. So what does it look like for you? Miss Darlene, she is the first of doing a lot of different things in her family. She's the first. So what does a legacy look like for you?
In terms of being the representative of Africa? Or in general? Okay, let's start in general. The legacy for me, I'm a model. I'm 69 years old, and yes, I still model. The legacy for me to leave behind within the modeling industry is to show people that no matter what age you are, you know, whatever your goals are, you can still attain your goals. You can still reach your goals. You can go for the maximum of what it is you think you can't do, you can do, and push hard to get where you're going. I have a post on my social media. One of the things that I created, it says, "Wake up, beauty. It's time to beast."
Wow. Wow. So what has this journey been like for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's only been a couple of weeks, but it's been so, so, so amazing. I am excited about, you know, drawing in, bringing in as many people as I can and sort of educating them about the plight of what's going on, not just here in America, but in Africa, and not just America and Africa, but across the globe with, you know, within the different countries that are we consider third world countries that are undernourished, have no medical supplies, no school supplies, politically in turmoil. So my goal is to, it has always been in my spirit to try and get that word out there one way or another. If I got to stand on a platform all by myself, I'm a little bit of a rebel, a revolutionary kind of person, and I've been this way most of my life. I think the world needs to know where we are as a country here in the United States and how we sit and or stand on the platform of the world when they look at us, what we represent, because whatever we represent, most of the world tries to emulate.
So true, so true. Some powerful points you are making. I want you to share with those that are tuned in how they can reach out to you, how they can connect with you and support the things that you're doing.
Okay, I'm on Facebook as Nanette Rhodesia Swain. Also have a business page on Facebook for my modeling that I do, which is called Diva Casting Networks and Production. Now, Diva isn't spelled typically how people spell it. It's D period, I period, V period, A period, A period. And that stands for Divinely Inspired, Victoriously Anointed, and Appointed.
Wow. Wow.
On Instagram, I am
Good,
I'm sorry. On Instagram, I'm Rhodesia60.
Wow. I'm over here like, I'm just listening to you. You said 69. I'm just listening. I'm playing it in my head. 69. And I'm here to remind somebody that's tuned in tonight that age is just a number. It does not matter. That you can reach your goals. Jeremiah 29:11, he said he had a plan for you to prosper you, for you to be in good health,
right,
and you have hope in the future. So his plan has to come to pass. It shall not return to him void. So
it
does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter.
It
does
matter.
Not matter. And I say it again, it does not matter how old you are. Mm-hmm. 69 years old, and she's yet gracing a platform. And won one of the top three awards.
Yes, yes.
Can't tell me it cannot be done. Thank you, Mother.
You can't tell me it can't be done.
Wow.
God is so good. Not to cut you off, sis, but God is so good. I've been at this for like maybe 25 years. I started this when I was in my late 40s. And since then, God has opened so many doors in what I call the underground fashion industry, published I can't tell you how many times. I've graced the cover of Hope's Magazine, Fashion Avenue News, Beyond Your Frame, iFashion. Actually published just this year alone, just this year, not last year, I'm sorry, 2021, published at least 14 times, you know, and God has been so good. And it's just by the grace and mercy of God that I'm here.
Well, he's definitely prepared, positioned, and postured you for this season. 2022 is your year. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. And please stick around. Don't go anywhere. When we open up the line, someone may have a question for you. So I want you to be available to answer those questions. We have a track next. Brother O, drop me that track. Woo, Thank you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey brother. Oh, you be doing your thing, and I thank you so much. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. We actually have caller number two in queue. But before caller number two come on, y'all, I'm watching these ladies in the chat because we got a little chat going on. And, y'all, Miss Darlene, she'll be 65 in May. So, y'all, I'm sitting under some wisdom. I'm telling you, I'm sitting under some wisdom. I'm just honored. I'm honored because, y'all, these women, 65 and 69, gracing platforms and winning, y'all. They winning. They winning. Caller number two, come on and tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, peace. How you doing? Women of God, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, 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 hey. How are you?
Well, I'm doing my best. I was going to introduce myself as Mr. B.B. Whining tonight, but that's okay. Right now, y'all doing great enough. I just want to say I am so honored to be listening to this show tonight. You know, and I definitely give thanks to the Heavenly Father for all that I heard. May all of y'all be blessed, and you already know, as your Abba, I thank the world of you, and I'm proud of you, okay? I also want to say congratulations to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith on your ONE Syndication Station All-Time Connection Record. This is your 30th all-time. You done out of all of your 20s and your 6th consecutive. No
wow.
More 20s.
Wow.
I'm proud of you. Hey, hold up now.
Thank you.
This is your 6th consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Wow. Thank you. Hooney Blockatoon. Hooney Blockatoon, you can't go nowhere. Because you got to tell them who you are. You are somebody. You are the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shrine East. Please, tell them who you are.
I started to get my Jesse Jackson on, but yes, I am somebody. And I'll be on tomorrow night when your show ends, mine actually begins. I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and tomorrow night's subject, I'll be speaking about a revisitation of the days of old. And you already know the Hall of Fame 2-time is going to bring it with the soundtracks as we always do. But once again, I'm proud of you. Keep raising the bar, okay?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank the ladies for joining me tonight because this would not be possible without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those that are tuning in, just dropping in, you are listening to Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can dial in at 516-453-9133. You can press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. And my next guest, y'all, she is the world global face of African fashion for peace. That means she won overall. She won everything. She took home the big prize. I want to bring her up and allow her the opportunity to share who she is and how she got here. Tracy, introduce yourself, please.
Jesus. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, thank you so, so very much for allowing me to come on tonight for this on this platform. Thank you so much. I am the Tracy Etheridge. I am the runway model diva. So I am so honored. I'm just so honored.
So, Ms. Tracy, please tell us, how did you get here?
Wow.
How did all of this begin? You've always been a model.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
We have caller number 3. NQ.
Oh, my.
So guess what?
God.
We're going to bring caller number 3 on, and then guess what? We coming right back to you.
Yes,
and guess what? Okay. We're going to share who you are with
yes,
the world.
Ma'am. Okay. Okay.
Caller number three, please state who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Mo Love and Mo Pain. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. We with the OON network trying to get on with you guys at the platform with the level you on. Trying to do the same thing you do, the unheard word, baby. I love you, ladies. Every lady that's
thank
been on here
so
tonight
much.
Is off the chain. You are my sisters. You are my sisters in Christ because that's what we are with family. Listen, sister.
Exactly.
Listen, I found my DNA tonight, huh? I said, now I know who my sisters are.
Wow.
Listen, I'm grateful just to be able to hear you guys' voice. And I want to let you know, lady hoes, my lady, my sister in Christ, keep doing what you're doing. You're a true soldier. Because the ladies you brought on tonight is going to change a whole lot of lives. Because when I heard them, my heart jumped. And I'm spirit. So if I hear it, everybody else who got ears to hear, they're going to hear the same thing I'm hearing. This the healing of us. 2022 is about the healing of our DNA, the nation of the truth.
Amen.
That's the spirit. This is about the children of God year. This is about unity and love of us. And through us loving each other, the world is healed. We the true light of the world, sister. Huh?
Heal.
Yes. I love you, lady.
Heal.
He say,
yes.
Heal. You said, I'm telling you, you touching on the word now. Yeah. I get
girl,
dealt with the word
said,
heal. Hindrance.
Word. Huh?
We got to stop. We got to stop letting hindrance boost that ego to cause us to have an attitude and we not operate in love. That's how
another.
We got
say
that's,
it again, sister.
Wow. I'm telling you, one accord. Because peace, presence.
One accord.
Spiritual state. Spiritual state. It's all about your present spiritual state.
How
and being able to evolve in the things of God. While
hallelujah,
aligning
man.
To your purpose. While aligning
hallelujah.
To your purpose. And having clarity.
You had to say this.
Hallelujah. And having clarity to see the vision. To see
calm
the vision.
Down, sister.
Wow.
Calm down. Don't get them yet. Don't
wow.
get them yet.
Hold on. While having empathy. While having empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand.
Huh. Hallelujah.
Peace.
Hey,
that's how you get peace within. You get peace within and peace around you.
How
I'm telling you.
Love. Love covers that.
Love covers the multitude. And people don't
love
even understand.
Love covers all things. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Woo! It's here tonight. It's here tonight. Please, more love. Please, tell them, really. You ain't really tell them who you are. Tell them who you are, because you are an intern over here on these amazing O&E. I'm telling you, Brother O is up to something. If they, if people have not been tuning in and listening, they better take heed tonight. They better take heed tonight. I want you to tell those that are listening exactly who you are. Tell them.
Well,
so they can tune in. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, my sister. With honors, I tell you, because it's an honor to say it on your show. I am a soldier of God. I am Mo Love. I am truly connected to Mo Pain because there is no love without pain. And the pain is what caused us to grow. And we are truly the unheard word, which we're trying to bring to O-N-E. Shouts out to Damon Network. DJ. But we are love. And this is pain. Listen, it ain't no love without pain. So he got something to speak on.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
good,
I'll wait.
Miss Angela? Congratulations.
Hey.
What's happening?
You know, I was waiting to hear from you.
Yeah,
come
I'm
on.
Here. This insane Mo Pain.
I'm just glad to hear your voice because I know the last time you were kind of under the weather. So I'm just glad to hear your voice, and I'm glad that you guys keep pressing. Keep pressing.
Yeah,
keep showing up.
Keep pressing. We're going to keep pressing, definitely, man. And it's been a pleasure listening to y'all. But I was really under the weather. I done pressed charges. Y'all going to see those news next week. I done pressed charges on the weather. I ain't never been that sick. You know you sick. When you trying to pray and you trying to tell God you won't do it no more, I didn't even know what I done. I was so sick. I just told him, Jehovah, please, I won't do it no more. And you more love was asking me, babe, what is you talking about? I said, I don't know. But when you get this sick, you done done something.
Wow.
Oh, I was sick. And then I actually got the first case in U.S. history where I done got somebody else sick over the phone. I got Jerry Petito sick as hell over the phone. That's how sick I was. I was really sick. But
I'm glad you are feeling better.
Ladies you had on there. I love listening to them ladies. I know you got another guest. I ain't going to hold you up, but I'm really enjoying listening. And we hope y'all tune in to us, and we'll tell y'all a whole lot more about ourselves and everything. And I was just not her word, but I'm so loving Walking with Purpose.
Well, thank you for tuning in. And when is y'all next show?
I think our next show is coming up in next week, babes? Yeah, our first show, our next show will be coming up sometime next week.
Well, we'll
I'm
going to
let
be,
her tell you.
Okay. Hey, ladies, we're not going to keep holding you up. I just want y'all to keep putting that word out there, man, because y'all amazing. Look, this is spirit. Don't stop. Because everybody hearing, they hearing the spirit that's moving through you, ladies. And my lady, you on fire. I look forward to connecting with you on a different level. I hope that we can get together and bring the unheard word through you, me, and everybody so we can have the unity in the family that we need. I found my sisters. Ah, I love you, lady. That's it. I'm telling you, you tuned in to the right show because they labeled me the queen of collaboration. I'm telling you, I don't know who did it, but whoever did, I thank them. Hallelujah.
Thank you guys for stopping by and sharing with us.
We're going to get back to the show now.
Y'all do that and tell our DJ we love
you. He hear you. Go, DJ. Go, DJ.
Listen,
can you drop
I love
us
you guys
really
too.
Quick?
You hear what I'm trying to take over? Listen, you know what? I'm not going to do that yet unless Angie wants me to. But first, I got to ask the wonderful person on this line right now, Tracy. Will you allow me to do a song right now? I love Tracy Efforts. She's a bad girl. Listen, I'm going to do it right now.
Thank you.
For everybody out there, Angie, hold up the lights.
Hold up the lights.
You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
How about you, Whitney?
I think so.
Why don't we hold up the lights?
Okay.
Take a stand.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk In Purpose with Angela here on ONU Dynasty. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Before we jump back in the conversation, I want to give a special shout out to my friend, Queen Cheryl Northern LeGrand. I know you're not feeling well. I know you're listening. I know that you are tuned in because you're just that person that loves to support. Just wanted to give you a shout out just to say, stay encouraged, my sister, and know that we love you and we are definitely cheering and rooting for you. I love you, Queen. Be blessed. Now, back to my special guest. My special guest. See, my special guest, we didn't realize that we had special ties. We got special ties because we got South Carolina incoming, and then we got Georgia incoming. So we got ties. It wasn't just the movement that brought us together. I'm honored to be in your presence on tonight. I definitely want you to share just a little bit about your brand because I want people to really truly understand who you are and what you're doing, how you want to create a legacy and what that looks like for you.
Wow. Thank y'all so much again. Thank you, Angela, for the opportunity that you have given me to come onto your platform. I am so excited. My gut is like running over. I tell you, you know, every time I think about, you know, this movement that I have became involved in, it really just brings tears to my eyes because, you know, you never know what the direction that God has for you. I tell you, if you don't know, I am Tracy Runway Model Diva, and I just go all over the place. I often get this from everybody, girl, you're so extra. Girl, you're just all over the place. But you know, I tell you, and when do you get tired? But I tell them, but God, I'm doing the things that I like to do. I'm doing the things that I enjoy doing. When I decided first of all, everybody that know me know I don't do competitions. That was my motto. I don't do competitions. I don't do any type of contests because I felt like if I'm a model and I've been modeling for over 4 or 5 years, I didn't feel like I needed to, you know, present myself or prove to someone that I am a model or that I do. So I end up just doing, you know, putting on my fashion shows that I do, and also just putting in going into fashion shows for myself as a model for myself. But something about this, I tell you, something about this global Face of Africa darted me, and I decided to go ahead and apply for it. And I tell you, it took me a little bit because at first I was like, nah, I ain't doing it. But I tell you, I am so grateful that I did because that's just like I just said, you never know what the path that God has for you. I always often tell people that that God created your path when you was in your mother's womb. And I am firm a believer of that because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the place that I am today. I am just so grateful. My platform, I have a lot of, I wear a lot of hats, y'all. I do, I'm a runway model diva. I'm also, I put on fashion shows all over the world. I also have my own boutique called Divas Boutique LLC. And I specialize in plus size clothing for my plus size sisters because y'all know I'm a plus size sister, man. Well, I got to create for my girls. But I do that, and I also have a model group called Runway Slayer Models that we go all over the world. We go all over South, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and we go into the fashion shows, and we just showcase what some most of the time my Divas Boutique be in the fashion shows, and I would bring my own models. So I just do a lot of things. I'm just so grateful that God has opened up this door for me to express and also let people see who I am and what I can bring to this movement. Peace, y'all. Peace.
Wow.
Peace means a lot to me. Peace means being confident in your own skin. Peace means to me knowing your values that you have possessed, that God has given to you, and you go out there unapologetically, and you do what you do, and you do it gratefully and gracefully. That's what peace means to me. And I tell you, when 5 years ago when I decided to shave my head, if you don't know, I have alopecia. Alopecia is an autoimmune disorder that does not allow me and billions of other men, women, and children. And I just found out my auntie's dog, yes, y'all, a dog, D-O-G, has alopecia. And it's an autoimmune disorder that does not allow us to grow hair. Or in my case, it's on the top of my head and I don't have any eyebrows. But I tell you, when I decided to go out and be free and have that peace, when I cut my hair, it changed my life. It changed my life. It gave me confidence. And I asked the Lord, give me confidence. If this is what you have me to be, a bald sister, then I need the confidence into going out into the world and showing the world this is who I am. This is what God has given me.
Wow. That is amazing. And I applaud you. I applaud you for stepping out on faith. I applaud you for your strength. I applaud you for your transparency. Definitely. You are definitely a woman of strength. Woo! Hometown girl from the Carolina. We Carolina girl. We Carolina strong.
Yes,
all day.
Yes,
all day. All day. We have caller number 4 in queue. I want to see what caller number 4 wants to say. Caller number 4, state your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Angela and Tracy. This is Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, the phenomenal woman tuning in from none other than Houston, Texas. I am rocking out.
Hey, my mini-me.
Hey.
That's our inside joke. I call her my mini-me. She reminds me so much of me.
Wow.
Very, very. She's very, very powerful. She's a very motivated person. I tell you,
okay.
She's a woman of strength. She is one of the powerhouses over on our network. Genesis, please share about your show. And chime in on the conversation for tonight.
Awesome. Well, before I share about my show, I just really want to give Tracy her flowers while they go bloom, metaphorically speaking. Incredible things that she's doing in her industry on the forefront and just embracing herself and just rocking the new do, because it does take courage for you to shave off your head and do something different. But because you know who you are and whose you are, everything is going to be all right. So I just wanted to say that before I forgot. And
thank you,
Angela. Back to you. So my show is called Gems here on ONE, and I also have a podcast called Gems, and my core pillars are to educate, inspire, and motivate, and I do that by intersecting people who are in the diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging space, because I believe we all are here on earth for a reason. We all have incredible gems to share, but the most important thing is to accentuate the ways that we are alike. So what are our similarities versus highlighting the differences? And if we could do that, then we can really create energies in this earth and make this world a better place. Because each one of us is here to leave an imprint. That imprint is driving an impact. And that impact is allowing us to be the world changers we desire to be, because it's personal. So when you know what your purpose is, you know what makes you tick, you know how God is allowing you to walk through, you know, the valley, you know how God is your Jehovah. Your eyes focus on the prize, and the prize is Him, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. So I want to thank you, Angela, for always coming up with fire acronyms like peace, you know, all the other things that you do day in and day out, and just bringing on different women who are either in your industry, who came from domestic violence, who are just doing incredible things, because you always have heavy hitters on your show and you're always putting out fire content to help encourage another woman, help pull them up, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what it's about, using the platform that God gave you in order to curate spaces and make a joyful noise.
That's it. I mean, you said it all, Genesis. That's enough for me to say after you. But how can they tune in to your show, and how can they support you?
So I'm not doing a show in January except the Dr. Martin Luther King tribute on Monday, January 17th. So my next personal show, Gems, will be February 14th, I believe, which is Valentine's Day. So I'm looking forward to that. Haven't picked a topic, but you just know that it's going to be fire.
I already know it. I already know it. I love you, Genesis, and thank you for pressing one and supporting on tonight.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a blessed
night, lady. You too, sweetheart. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and we have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you can state where you're calling from and your name.
Hi, Angela. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My name is Antonia Bass. Other show, Informational Guru. I'm normally on the last, just about the last weekend, Monday rather, in each month at 9:30 p.m. So I just wanted to say, Angela, it was remarkable to be able to make sure I stayed awake for your show tonight after you had all of those wonderful women who created a plateau for themselves and picked up where a lot of other people wish they would have and kept going forward. I can tell you, I can relate, and I'll tell you why. I rarely talk about this. As a matter of fact, never mentioned it on air, not even on my show, but it was such an honor to be able to be a spokesperson for a group called Our Closet this past, just before Corona started, November of 2019. And the reason why they did it, because they appreciated my commitment to community, even outside of what I do now on the air, and the history that I had to bring forth to let people understand that I do things for a reason and it's not self-serving. With them giving me the opportunity to be a spokesperson at Neiman Marcus, the department store that's pretty nationwide, if I'm not mistaken, at King of Prussia in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it was really a God-sent thing. That's why I'm such a believer, because I know over the years who carried me through all of what I had to endure, even when I traveled down south and getting a service, et cetera. But they had pretty much given an honorary reception, and which, you know, pretty much had inspired me to inspire, hopefully, other women to see if you maintain your course, you can do something that somebody would appreciate. Because it's a coincidence. The magazine that I had represented years ago, I won't mention it, I was surprised they didn't carry a story that created a milestone, a history of a post-secondary college institution that really had so much to offer. They didn't reach out to me because, you know, as time goes on and people forget other people and they're so busy being trendy, they didn't know the history that followed that magazine featuring that I happened to represent at the time. And I tried to reach out. They didn't reach me. By the grace of God, the following year, after that milestone had went away, the only disappointment was that they didn't seem to appreciate the history that I had to offer, brief history at that. These people at Neiman Marcus and the organization called Our Closet, and they even had a host who was from Channel 10 from years ago when they used to do certain fashion features named Bobby. They remembered me, and they picked that up, and they carried the torch. I'm not going to say I carried the torch. And it was an honor to represent that community. And it may have been televised, but I didn't model in it. But, I, you know, the people who came to do it, I managed to record each of the different people that, you know, modeled in it. And they had, you know, quite a few women who just believed in the small people like myself, just to say that they appreciate women trying to do what's right and what's positive. No, I didn't get paid, everybody out there, in case you're wondering. But that's okay, because this one was a true honoring of just women in general. So when women think that, you know, people don't appreciate you, I've learned to appreciate people from women who were, like, in South Carolina and Martha Lou's Kitchen on the back street, up to maybe a woman I've met over a radio a conference line named Dr. Alexander, who talks about Corona so fervently, and she knows her history about how it was brought about. I pray I can get her on my show one day so that all of you all understand it's more than just a black-white thing. It's a people thing that have a heck of a history you would never believe. So thank you very much for allowing me to say all of that, and I love your show, and congratulations. You know, when Brother Hooney had mentioned all the congratulatory things that had went along with what you represent. And you have a wonderful wow. night, Angela.
No. You can't go that quick. You know I can't okay. let you go just that quick.
Okay.
Amazing. Thank you for taking time to come on and share. Like always, you always share some amazing information and always something encouraging. I want the listeners to know, for those that do not know, because I know some of my guests may not know, that you are the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee. You are the amazing information guru, Antonia Best. You are amazing, and I thank you. You've been here on air with us for 9 years. So thank you, and thank you for staying up to come on and share. But I want to give you your flowers tonight, I applaud you for all that you do. Keep up doing the great, amazing work that you do. So thank you.
Thank you. Can I mention real fast, my intention is to write a book for the year 2022. It'll be my first featured publication, and I will say that hopefully it'll overwhelm everybody from the age of 1 to 100 and let you understand you don't let people stop you who don't mean well by you, and you even just pray for them. You'd be surprised about how they can actually find a better way to start treating people out here if they learn from the people who know what it's like to benefit from the people who treated other people well. God bless you, and I appreciate that.
God bless you. And you know our sister E. Davis can hook you right on up with that book. I got to give her a shout out. But our commissioner, E. Davis, can hook you right on up with that book when you're ready. So make sure that you reach out to her. She got you covered on that end. I definitely want to thank Antonia Best for stopping by and sharing with us. We actually have caller number 6 in queue. Ladies, y'all got them on fire tonight. Caller number 6, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good evening, Miss Angela. This is LeGrand. How are you doing?
Hey. How are you?
Well, it's like a roller coaster. But what I wanted to say, I'm grateful to be part of so many of your platforms. It's truly a blessing. Congratulations to everything you do. And congratulations, Miss Tracy, and to everybody talk, because it's about sisterhood. And it is truly a blessing to hear other women that push through whatever it is, which I'm pushing through chemo, which is breast cancer and lupus. But guess what? I have the favor of God, and I was going to stay up, Miss Angela, just to tell you congratulations. I couldn't go to sleep until I say that. And once again, thank you for shouting out my name. But you know what? It's not even about that. Just being part of so many powerful women on your books and your different platforms. So y'all ladies continue to be blessed. And to everybody who spoke, and Miss Tracy, you are doing your thing too, sister.
Thank
and I just
you.
Want to say I love everybody. Thank you all for always sharing on my platform. If I don't come on, it don't mean that it's any love lost, okay? So I love everybody. Y'all be blessed.
Be blessed, and thank you for calling in. That is Cheryl Northern LeGrand. She is one of my friends on my platform, and she has gravitated over here. And I tell you, she's family now, and we love her, and we thank her because she supports all of us. She don't just tune in to my show, but she tune in to my co-host shows, and she supports all around the board. So I thank her. And I thank her for calling in. I tell her it is an honor and a privilege to be able to do the things that I do. It's only by the grace of God that I'm able to do these things. Because people don't know. A lot of people don't know my true journey. But this girl has endured a lot. This little old girl from country. I'm from a country town in South Carolina, a place that people hadn't probably never heard of. One way in and one way out. Everybody on my street was either my first cousin or my second cousin. And I tell you, this journey that I've been on, I never in a million years thought that I would experience a lot of the things that I experienced. But God. And I tell y'all, even today, it was a struggle and it was a press because yet I lost another family member. But God,
wow.
I tell you, this journey that we're on, y'all, I tell you, it's all about experiences and being able to share those experiences that you've been through, whether they're good experiences or bad experiences, something that can help somebody else to not have to go through the things that you went through in life. Huh. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful for you guys. I was seeing in the chat that that they were mentioning lupus. I tell you, Cheryl LeGrand, she was diagnosed with lupus. My niece was diagnosed with lupus. My mother, she actually passed away in 91 from complications surrounding lupus. So I tell you, I know that enemy. I know that beast. I know it also well. But I want to thank you ladies for just being who you are and pressing and being transparent, because y'all are definitely setting the bar high for those that are coming behind, and y'all are leaving a legacy for those coming behind you guys. So I want to thank you. We actually have some more callers. We have caller number 7 in queue. Caller number 7, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from. Caller number 7.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? All right.
I'm blessed.
Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Diamond. I'm calling from ATL.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yes, I'm in Georgia tonight.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying the show tonight. I do apologize. I'm trying to multitask and things. Yes, I am enjoying the show. I enjoy the platform of the beautiful ladies that you have, including one that I personally know, which is Miss Runway Diva. You know, y'all pick a great individual to represent the face of peace, and she's very ambitious, and, I mean, I just love Tracy. And I know that the world going to enjoy her as well, too, because God got a blessing and a calling on her life.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for taking time to stop by and to share that. Wow.
Yes. I would say about peace to me is to have peace, you have to be in peace. You know, a lot of people want to bring peace to other folks, and they not at peace. But listen to y'all beautiful ladies, and let's listen to the testimonials that is on here. I enjoy listening to how God just bless individuals, no matter what their situation is, knowing that their situation is not their final destination. Amen.
And I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate y'all for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. We have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey Brother. Oh, drop that track.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain, some you lose. And in the back of your mind, you're searching for love without the blues. That's why I've come from far away, take away the blues, and I've come to say. Good.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty, live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. So we have caller number 8 in queue. Caller number 8, can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, ladies. My name is Paulette Clark. I am the CEO of MTM Modeling Magazine. Angela, congratulations on your show. I'm enjoying it. I wish you the best blessings and continue doing what you're doing, using your talents to assist others. So I appreciate you, and congratulations again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
would you
yes,
like to chime in on the conversation?
Ms. Tracy, you have a wonderful guest there. Ms. Tracy is wonderful, very inspirational. She has been featured in the magazine several times, providing inspiration to others. About alopecia awareness and COVID, what we're going through with COVID. She is wonderful. So, you know, you have a wonderful guest. I'm proud of her. Congratulations always, my sister. You have my support always.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. Before you leave, please share how we can support your platform.
Yes, ma'am. You can follow MTM Modeling Magazine on Facebook under MTM Modeling Magazine. Also on Instagram, MTM Modeling Magazine. We provide the platform for models, and not just models. We have had entertainment on for example, Miss Martha High, she was a singer for James Brown. She has been on the cover. We have, you know, we aim to inspire people, providing stories. So you can reach us on those two platforms and MTM modelingmagazine.com. So I appreciate you both.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight.
Thank you.
Wow. I tell you, Tracy, this has been an amazing night. I don't know if Darlene and Nanette are still on, but if you are on, if they're still on.
I'm still here. It's Nanette. I'm still here.
Okay, we're gonna. I'm gonna get ready to close out, and I want you guys. I know it's been a long night, but I want individuals to be able to reach out to you guys and connect with you guys.
Yep.
So I want you guys. I'm gonna allow. We're gonna start with Tracy and allow Tracy to share how individuals can connect with her, and then I'm gonna let Nanette and then Miss Darlene. So Tracy, start.
Okay. You can reach out to me on Facebook at Tracy Runway Model Diva Etheridge is my personal page. And then I have a modeling page, which is Runway Model Diva. And then I have my AIR TV radio shows as on Facebook and my Diva's Boutique shop on Facebook. On Instagram, you can reach me at Runway Model Diva, Diva's Boutique Shop, and My Air Tracy.
Thank you.
And I do have a Facebook page called the No Hair Club.
Okay. Wow. All right now. Ms. Nanette, how can individuals support you?
I'm on Facebook as Nanette Rhodesia Swain, Diva D. Period, I period, D period, A period, Casting Networks and Production. I also have a page I call Hot Butterfly Lupus Education and Awareness. On Instagram, I am Rhodesia60,
And I am also on Instagram as DIVAA_casting_network.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Miss Darlene, are you still on?
I'm here, honey. I'm in the house.
Good.
I'm here, honey.
Please share how they can support you.
Okay, Darlene Phillips on Facebook. Flydoll, FLYDOLL 530 on Instagram, as well as on Instagram, Bald and Unbothered, which is BALD, N as in Nancy, UNBOTHERED. And I also forgot to mention, I'm also on Facebook under Alopecia Superheroes and Unstoppable. So
wow.
For the support of those who need, we're there. You know, there's a lot of support groups out there, but it's always nice to have a place where you can go and have confidence that to be able to share and learn how to maneuver through the challenges of hair loss.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to thank all three of you guys for stopping by tonight and sharing a little bit about your brand, who you are. Thank you for stepping out on faith and being a part of the African Fashion for Peace movement. And now you guys are the face of that movement. So thank you for all that you do. I'm honored to have you guys here tonight. I wish you guys much success. And now it is time for Ngozi time. Brother,
first of all, I want to thank all the people that support us on a constant basis. You wonderful young ladies. Because God don't see age, right?
Right.
First of all,
amen.
You guys are all bald. You guys are all bald, and so am I. And I'm beautiful. Just look me up. You know what I mean? And Ngozi, you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
listen, Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi at Facebook. I want all you guys to look me up right now and like me as a friend. It's nothing like bald
okay.
people. Because we have
again.
The wisdom. Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi. Since Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi. That's my name.
Malewa?
Don't worry. Angie will share it. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
Listen here.
Don't worry. Listen. I want to send out a shout to my mom, Deborah and Ngozi, because without her, you know, this network would not be here. I started this network on the 10th anniversary of my mother's translation to life with God. And amazingly, 9 years on the radio, Angela, 19 years since my mother passed, I am so proud of Oni Dynasty. To be able to share, relate, and love people. Angie, you know what time it is, right? We're here to help people and change people. And that is the key to our wonderful broadcasting legacy here at ONE. First of all, I want to congratulate our sister, Miss Angela Thomas-Smith, on her 30th ONE Syndicated Station All-Time Connection Record tonight. 6th consecutive, her greatest achievement. What more can I say about this young lady that hadn't already been said? The next CEO of a great network. That's her. And I've been able to be a mentor to her. A former commissioner, honorably, has shared her life and her vision with everybody at this network. Her work will go down in the annals of history. And I love me some Angela Thomas-Smith. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come back with the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for the class of 2020, Mr. Huni Bakatun, the Magic Man Haru. His name of his show is called We Will Aware You, 9:30 Eastern, Standard Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Ola Dele and Ngozi Enterprises. Reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that. Damon.com. We're in Gozy Tableau for Twitter and Instagram. Or Darlene Gozy at Pinterest and Google Plus. Or Darlene Malin Gozy at Facebook. And, of course, what more can I say? We are proud to say we are at oladelliandgozy.my.com, gmail.com, and what more can we say tonight? The outstanding performance of Angela Thomas Smith. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malewin Gozy, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Shrani, the 2019 Disc Jockey Shrani, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. I'm so proud of our sister. 30 all-time connection records here at this outstanding network. What more can we say that haven't already been said? I love me some Angela Thomas Smith. Anson, South Carolina. Carolina bred and Carolina strong. And for someone from Compton, California, I thank you all tonight. Shout out to my cousin, Angela Wright, who always supports, right? My cousin, Trafina, her son, Bilal, and all the folks back home in the California area, San Diego, San Francisco, Santa Clara, Santa Barbara, St. Louis Obispo, Fresno, and also Los Angeles. Thank you guys for being a part of me. Hey, Angie, can you hear me loud and clear? California supports you tremendously. That's my home. And we broadcast for a long time out of Long Beach, California, right? And we're now out of Lagos in honor of my mom. So thank you so much for all of you guys' support around this United States of America and around the country. And now I give it back to our third reigning commissioner of this outstanding network, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. You got 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Well, I want to thank everyone that tuned in on tonight. Like always, we would not be able to do what we do without your support. I want to thank my special guests, the three queens that graced my platform on tonight. Thank you for being transparent, and thank you for being just who you are. I want you to know that you didn't get dropped out of the sky, that there is a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 said he had a plan for you to prosper you, for you to get tested, you to have hope and a future. Know that. There's a plan for your life. You have purpose. Walk in purpose, on purpose. I'll see you guys back in 4 weeks, same time, same place. I love you, and guess what? There's absolutely nothing you can do about it.